Minister of Basic Education, Andy Motshekga, has come under fire for defending school hair policy that some believe are racist. The minister believes the school rules are innocent and the issue around the mixed breed girls' hair is not too controversial. Just after schools, including Pretoria Girls High School and Lawson Brown High, protested against what they called racist policies. They were told that their hair was untidy and they should cut it. Motshekga, who came in for a tongue lashing on Twitter for comments, said yesterday that she saw nothing wrong with the innocent rules. We speak to education spokesman Elijah Mashlanga. Elijah, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us, sir. What are these rules all about? Why is it that you term it as innocent?
Well, it's because, for example, when we go to Pretoria Girls High, we were given the booklet which contains the code of conduct. We went through it and we were satisfied that the rules were compliant with the law, the Constitution, the Schools Act. But the problem is the implementation. That's why we say it's not so much the rules that's the problem. The issue is really the people who are charged with the implementation of such rules, who go beyond what's in the rules, do their own thing. When they are caught out, they refer to the rules. So it's really about the people, the attitude, and the treatment that learners are being exposed to in these schools.
Yes, now, what exactly is the department's stance on issues such as how hair should be worn at school?
You know, that job is what SGB should do. They need to determine in their community to say, this is who we are. Our agreement is that our learners or our children should go to school in this particular way. So it should be done in agreement with parents. The school cannot create rules of its own, which are not taking into account the needs of parents. That's why we're saying it's not so much the rules, it's what is happening inside the school. So our stance is that each community should determine its own rules for their schools, because it cannot be that a school is doing something that is not consistent with what parents need. And the drafting of such rules should be done in consultation and in conjunction, in fact, with participation of parents. So we shouldn't be having problems of rules not being compliant with the law if parents participated and the school was consulting sufficiently.
There is a perception that there are perhaps underlying racist issues or racist tendencies in the way that the rules are implemented at certain schools. What is your response to that?
No, that's correct. From what we are hearing, it does show that there is discrimination that is taking place, because the way it's happening is that you will find that those with straight curly hair going upwards are reprimanded, while those with long hair that is going downwards are not reprimanded, and others will be told to color their hair in a certain way, while others who has the same color that is not allowed will be allowed to come to the school with hair like this. So that's the problem. The rules are not applied consistently across all the racial groups in the schools, and that is really the issue. And it seems that in the instances that we've been exposed to, the learners, when they complain or when they report injustices, their complaints are not taken seriously. So those are the things that we need to change. Because some people have been asking, why is it that learners had to resort to a protest such as this one when there are channels that can be used to communicate their frustration? And we said, as far as we can see, they have been crying out for assistance. They have been asking to be heard, but their complaints were not taken seriously, such that they felt they needed to do something about it themselves.
Should girls not be allowed to wear their natural hair as they see fit? Is it not time that there's a review on the codes of conduct for hair and appearance?
Communities need to decide, you know, that's why I'm saying this. For example, where you broadcasting from, the learners there cannot do the same as learners in Bushbuck region, Mpumalanga, for example. Because as much as we are all South African, we have cultural differences, we have traditional things that we want to do. So there are certain things that we would like to do. And it is up to that community there to decide what it is that they want to do for themselves. But from the side of the department, we are going to, as we had already announced, to continue the work of reviewing all our education laws, but also zooming into the whole issue of school governing bodies, the work that they do, and the code of conduct, which they are also responsible for, to see how we can strengthen that so that the application of rules is the same across all learners of racial groupings. But we've also picked up that there are some racist tendencies that we need to deal with. In those cases, we are going to propose to schools to put in place diversity programs, which we have since proposed as well for Pretoria girls, because the problem is the attitude of some of the people who are in charge of implementing the rules.
As you've been saying, you know, that there must be discussions and each area is different. So the manner in which this entire thing has been raised, do you believe the issue should have been raised through parents and parent bodies and not the way it exploded on social media platforms and via the media?
You know, it seems that these learners had been trying to communicate somehow, even with their parents. I think that's the other thing that I really find very strange in that area. That school, the learners are predominantly black, but the SDB is predominantly white. So I'm asking myself, how did that happen? And when you take a closer look, you realize that the parents, mostly of the black learners, did not take active interest in the affairs of the school, to the extent that they were not even standing up for election in the SDB, leaving the minority to dictate the majority. So the problem is that parents are not playing their part, and we urge them to take active interest in the affairs of their children. Listen to your child. Ask them, how was the school day? What happened today? As they relate their stories, you will be able to pick up any challenges that they might have come across, which should indicate to you that there is something that you really need to attend to. We know that some of them are busy, but you can never be too busy for your child. And it's something that we really picked up there, that school has a number of high-profile individuals. You also have cabinet ministers. Some of the people that were there, they said they were not even aware that cabinet ministers have their children there, because the ministers are never there or are never present in meetings that are called to the school. So that shows that we still have a long way to go when it comes to parent participation in the school activities and the decisions that are made. Because invariably, you'll have a situation where the minority will always dictate to the majority.
Yes, we need more active parenting and more involved parents. We appreciate your time, Elijah. Thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.